You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
Welcome.
I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
It's called buttercloth.
Excuse me. I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Considering the disparity in name value.
Disparity. I know it's not going to work,
but if I never heard that again, it'd be a good thing.
How does it happen?
I'm just an ignorant.
How does he ascend to this level of success?
It's a mistake.
No. I think that's what he thought the word was. It's just,
really, Michael, are you suggesting you've never made a mistake?
No, I've made lots of mistakes.
Because I have audio that will prove.
I've made mistakes.
I have some audio that
I thought that was the correct word.
I think that you thought the word was disparaging, and it's in a word troubling.
Well,
do you know the date? It is March 8th. No, it's not. It's May 8th.
You know, but just not to believe in somebody.
Like right.
I believe in you totally.
No, you don't.
I believe it's one of the great American success stories.
That I'm an ignoramus. That
yeah, that's
when
what you
talk
believe.
Extemporaneously, Peter, sometimes you mess things up.
Peter. Yeah, like earlier, I told Don I saw the release date for Happy Christmas by John Lennon was 1981, and you were right, that was the re-release. It was
what?
10 years earlier.
Now, does that mean Peter can't read?
Yeah,
but to you, that's on the table. I can't read.
Am I the one who came on this air? And you said it many times. It's an accident that I'm here. That's what you said.
I might
you
do
said
that
it.
Just for the show.
No. I think you really believe
it. But listen, Michael, you're much smarter than I am.
No, it's not true. I'm
right?
not that bright.
No, you're very bright. And
no.
And you use words as weapons, as tools. So I'm Robin Quivers, and now I'm Rhode Island. But I believe I'm just as good a talk show host as you.
Might be better.
So that's all that matters to me.
Wow, that's a big
Well, that's what I believe. That it's obviously up for debate, but you got to have confidence in yourself, right?
I want to see that when you're working on Christmas, because for some reason you are, if they saddle you with another
Oh, they will, because I have way more belief in myself than management.
They
does.
Didn't do it with Peter, so they think that Peter's
I had to
more
fight
a host
for,
than you.
No, I had to fight for that. That
well,
wasn't...
let Don fight for it. Don's got equity. He was the first voice heard on the station.
Now, listen, I think I could do it myself. I just think that when we did the schedule... Nothing was going on, and I figured, all right, I just wanted to make sure I was off the days after, and then I can save up some time off, Peter, to see if this makes sense. Hopefully, when we get to the summer and the pandemic's over, and I can actually do things with my days off, because I really don't mind working.
You can't save time up. They don't let us carry vacation. I've left weeks and months of vacation time over these 19 years.
That's something you need to deal with and work it out with your agent. I'm saying we negotiate vacation time, and the time I don't take during Christmas, then the summer becomes a conversation.
That's not
and
available
I'm hoping
to me.
That in the summer, because I take off, what am I going to do? Can't go anywhere. Why not take advantage, you know?
That's a good point. Let's jump in.
Please.
To right now. And as the Washington Post puts it, the feel-good story of 2020, and that is Alex Smith's performance for Washington football, 23-17, Washington beats Pittsburgh last night. We talked about the history there. Don, how many years had it been since Washington had won in Pittsburgh?
1991. The likes of Art Monk, Gary Clark, Mark Rippon.
It's been
not just the offensive guys.
Right. Charles Mann was still there.
That's a Super Bowl championship team. And in the conversation, Michael, for one of the greatest teams of all time. That 91 team is in the conversation. If I were to do a top five.
I think you
Super
did.
Super Bowl champions of all time. I'd have
didn't
to
go you do it? Many.
I probably didn't do. Maybe I did. I think I might have. Because I think that 91 team was on it, right? I'll look it up. That certainly belongs, right, Peter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I believe my unbiased opinion is that the Washington football team of 1991 is in anybody with a pulse's opinion a top three Super Bowl team, and you could argue them at one. They're there. They were formidable. They are not that team right now. Let's be clear. However, Ron Rivera has this team playing very, very hard. The front four is very good. And let's be honest, Pittsburgh was pretty bad last night. You know, it was bad. Ben was bad last night. That Ben Roethlisberger you saw last night, and I know he didn't get help. There were a lot of drops. But you guys got the feeling that I'm guessing if I didn't have my nerves because it was my team, I don't think I would have had any confidence late in the game that he was going to move the ball down the field. Did you, Don?
No.
He looked very, very shaky.
And I really think that what's going to hurt Pittsburgh without the bye is you got an older quarterback, an aging quarterback, who still there was one play, Peter, where he was totally sacked, and he just made this spin move. It's like, can anybody ever sack Ben Roethlisberger?
I
hasn't
know.
Been sacked since week 8. Think about that.
That's insane.
But he's going to wear himself down. They really must, if they could, I don't know if they can, because I don't know when the next loss is going to be, because there's only one bye, right? Only one team gets a bye in each conference now with the new playoff format. That if they could be in a position where their week 17 game is meaningless, don't play him.
Yeah, no, you need, let's remember, this is the same draft class as Eli and Phillip Rivers. He's not a spring chicken. Last night, he ended up 33 of 53 for 305, two touchdowns and a pick. But he just did not look special.
And the pick was tipped.
The pick was, and by the way, you know who got that tip? That
was
Montez. That was Montez Sweat. And if you guys recall, Montez Sweat had the tip and pick six to finish off Dallas in the last Washington game. We all talk about Chase Young, but Montez Sweat might be the guy.
The phoniness of a lot of sports fans. So if the Washington football team ever wins a Super Bowl, Daniel Snyder becomes a great part of D.C. society again, right?
I don't think so. It would be more than a Super Bowl win. I mean, listen, it would help. Let's not sit here and lie, guys. We all know any bad owner in all of sports, they change a lot of their entire reputation changes on a Super Bowl win. That's not crazy. That's how it is.
But the hatred for him is not just the fact that the team has lost. There's other aspects that make him unlikable.
The cookie scenario.
I don't know what you were thinking, but it definitely reflects poorly on him.
And me.
Well, definitely you.
But I mean, where are the cookies? By the way, you talking about bandwagons and changing people's tunes. Bandwagon Braun popped up last night. LeBron posting about Chase Young and saying how last night was all he needed. Before we know it, LeBron's going to be wearing a Washington hat. Now, listen, I know Chase Young went to Ohio State. And I know LeBron loves Ohio State. But I got to tell you guys, when it comes to anyone except the team LeBron James is currently playing for, haven't we all kind of had enough with his fanship?
Come on. You can defend it all you want. He is a sports fan fraud, period. All right? Doesn't make him a bad guy. He's a fraud.
He's so terrific at basketball, though.
You're right. And by the way, not a bad guy. And by the way, Don, not a fraud in his love of sports. That's very authentic. The guy watches everything. Like, he loves sports, but he is not a true fan of teams.
Oh, and that's because that's the way he's decided to go about his business, that whatever team he's playing, he's going to rep certain things. He grew up a Yankee fan, but when he was playing for the Cavs, he loved the Indians, and now it's, go Dodgers because he's in L.A. I mean, that's the way he's going to be, right?
But the man loves sports and pays a lot of attention. Now, we mentioned the list of the top five Super Bowls of all time, Super Bowl winning teams of all time. Andrew Gundling found a USA Today list, which has Washington at 5, Andrew?
Yeah, that's right.
Give us the top 5, please.
So, number 1, I don't think you would argue with the 85 Bears.
Okay.
I could argue with it, but go ahead.
I mean, the greatness of that team was the defense.
That's what I'm
offense.
Saying. because they have
An overall great team.
I know, but when you have a Hall of Fame running back in Walter Payton, I mean, it wasn't like they were completely in that. They weren't Baltimore, right? They weren't the Ravens.
They went 15.
McMahon was not a great quarterback.
No, but he was. You know, he was not. He was better than Trent Dilfer. Willie Gault at wide receiver. He was a Pro Bowler.
It says here that they. I mean, you know, they went 15-1, and their average margin of victory was by 18.1 points.
That's pretty good.
Defense had 64 sacks. They allowed just 12 points per game.
That's very good.
I'm going to find my list.
Who's number two?
The 84 Niners.
They have also 15-1.
Yep. Then number three is the 89 Niners that won that Super Bowl 55-10.
I might take them out.
Wow. And then number...
Is that Steve Young's sixth touchdown?
No. No, that team actually is number six.
Oh, wow.
Number four, Peter, the undefeated 72 Dolphins.
Who are you taking out?
Yeah, that's the thing. Who are you taking out?
I got to find my list because I think that's what we should go by, honestly, just for the symmetry of the show.
Who are you taking out? It.
But I remember I didn't have a lot of love for the 72 Dolphins because if you take a look, their margin of victory, like that, their whole playoff run, the three games they played in the playoff, I think they were all decided by a possession. Even the Super Bowl they beat the Redskins was 14-7 was the final score.
They won their three playoff games by a combined 17 points.
Yeah. Two quarterbacks, because Earl Morrill filled in for Bob Greasy.
Well, guess what? They popped champagne last night as the Steelers go down 11-1 now.
Speaking of champagne, Peter, on the wide shot to your left hairy arm, you've got a bucket with two champagne bottles in there. What are you planning to celebrate?
I don't have a planned celebration. I just happen to have a couple of bottles of champagne.
They look like Veuve Clicquot.
There's actually, I got to tell you what's in here. This is classy stuff. There's a Marquise de la Tour.
All right.
And get ready for the big gun. Get ready for the big dog right here. Cristal, baby.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Making it rain.
You know what I'm saving that for?
No.
That Washington football team Super Bowl.
I don't enjoy champagne. You?
Eh, I don't mind it.
It's cool. I can enjoy a glass.
Actually, it's for that line from MASH, all champagne is ginger ale that knows somebody.
Now, Peter, you should not keep champagne unless it's on ice or a refrigerator. You should not keep it out like that.
So I need to put it in a freezer?
Not freezer, refrigerator.
I think it's too late now. I think it's done.
Yeah, you probably fizzed it out.
You think it's fizzed out? Dead. I don't think it's fizzed out.
Fizzed it dead.
Sniff it.
Fizz it.
Love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
That's when the show turned, right there.
So recently. We didn't turn until recently.
Yeah.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
LeBron James went on the Road Trippin' podcast. Is that JJ Redick's?
No, that's Old Man and the Three.
Who's Road Tripping?
No, that's the name of it. Don't give me the rim shot. It's called Old Man and the Three.
Oh, this is Richard Jefferson. Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye.
Former
and Allie Clifton.
Okay. Okay. I'll play along.
Well, Richard Jefferson's our coworker. Yes.
You know what would be much more convenient?
And ESPN.
The people that don't have podcasts in the country, their name should be listed.
You know what? It's a great point. That should be a new thing. We're saying, hey, did you hear who doesn't have a podcast?
Ed Hospodar.
Michael K. does not have a podcast.
By the way,
does. Peter has plenty.
The most effective quarterback was Tayshaun Hall.
Andrew does. RJ doesn't. Zach Britton. He doesn't.
By the way.
Ballard.
Do you think that if you started a podcast, it should be called Michael K. Doesn't Have a Podcast?
That could be a good way to go, but I don't see myself doing that.
Let's hear from Bron. He was talking about his reaction to when Kyrie Irving questioned LeBron's clutch ability.
When I heard the comment that Kyrie made, I wanted to, one, not only find the whole transcript, but also call my people, send me the whole transcript. And I heard he had did it on Katie's podcast. And I was a little like, damn.
Yeah.
Once I got the whole transcript, I was like, damn. You know, I wasn't like, oh, you tripping. I'm hit game-winning shots. My whole life. I was not like that. I was like, damn, because you were there for a couple seasons. I mean, I played with Kyrie for 3 seasons. The whole time while I was there, I only wanted to see him be an MVP of our league. I only cared about his success. And it just didn't align. Yeah. It just didn't align. And we was able to win a championship.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing. We were still able to win a championship, and we could never align, but I only cared about his well-being, both on and off the floor. And it kind of hurt me a little bit.
Mm. Honest.
I love hearing that, LeBron. I
call my people to get me the transfer.
Yeah, that was.
I don't have people.
That was tremendous.
Somebody just texted. I would give the person's name, but the person could get in trouble that they're listening to this show. But the person told me champagne could stay at room temperature for 4 to 5 years.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a good person.
And very important person, too. Very, very well-known person.
They can lose their job by giving you that kind of information.
No. Could lose the job knowing that they're listening to this show.
Oh, should I say who I think it is?
Who do you think it is?
Boomer Esiason.
No!
What do you think, Don? How's that guess?
I think we have our answer.
I will not guess along anymore. It is not him.
After
recent comments by him, I wouldn't be receiving any text from him.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did he say?
DTM. Oh, he said no.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot.
DTM.
He was being something that Michael can't recognize, and that's a good teammate. My top
or phony. Go ahead.
That's either one. Sometimes you got to be a phony to be a good teammate. You know
that. Well, that's one of the great points Don's ever made.
My top five teams of all time. 85 Bears were one. 72 Dolphins were two.
Who you taking out?
Zonker.
84 Niners were three. 91 Redskins, four. 86 Giants, five. That's what I
had. Who you taking? Giants in there, right? Had to have them in.
I'm going to tell you. They were eighth on offense, second on defense. Their average margin of victory in the playoffs was 27.3 points.
Wow. What was the Washington stats for that you used?
They were first on offense, second on defense. Their margin of victory in the postseason was 21 points.
I mean, who are you taking out?
So the 27.3 margin for victory in the postseason for the Giants was second on that list to the Bears' 30.
Peter, Bears were number one. The 86 Giants on the USA Today list, they were 22nd. So it shows you, Don doesn't like this country. He'd rather be a Canadian because on the USA Today list, they're 22nd.
Well, he's a Giants fan. The difference between me and the USA Today.
You're not a hack?
I work weekends.
It's a great point. Wow.
You haven't for a while.
I mean, that's just because there hasn't been a season presented to me. Although, I don't think this is going to make ENN. It does look like January 13th for the NHL season.
Oh, really?
56-game schedule.
We'll see.
See, I thought you were going to take away from that list that Don did there is that he just loves the Giants. He loves them. Sniff them.
Sniff them.
He sniffs them dead.
Loves the Giants.
The 86
when
Giants.
When you do, see, you have a headset on. You got to
sniff them. Sniff them dead.
You just love Tiger. Sniff them. Sniff them dead. Sniff them dead.
Sniff them. Sniff them dead. You're the bat, Don. It's the bat. It might be number one all time. How about that?
It's definitely the winner of the next tournament.
So is that a one seed?
You just love Tiger. Sniff them. Sniff them dead.
Andrew, that's a one seed, right?
Of course it is.
Currently, yeah, that's in your region. Yes, that's the
Andrew,
one.
Andrew, why even play the tournament? It's the winner.
No, you still got to play the tournament.
Yes. There's nothing that comes close. Nothing that Peter said comes close.
Michael, you have a very underrated drop for me for coming into this tournament. Your contempt to Peter when he says Brandon Lowe and you correct him with Lau. I think that's a great drop.
Not sniff him dead.
Yeah, you would say sniff him dead is the overall tournament number one as well, correct?
Yeah, it's the favorite right now.
Oh,
yes.
But listen, why even play the tournament?
3 months. It's only December 8th. We're talking about late March when we do this. So we've got like 3.5 months.
Lowe becomes the first player to hit two opposite.
It's not Lowe. It's Lau.
It's great. Now, Andrew, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you chimed in.
Because the news I have might hurts a bit.
Might hurts?
Hurts a bit.
Might hurts a bit. Is it about Jalen Hurts?
That's correct.
You did there.
There you go. Carson Wentz is heading over to the bench.
God hates me.
Jalen Hurts will quarterback for your Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday.
No, because I've had it.
How do you feel?
I don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not exactly putting in Nick Folk.
Or Foles.
Or whatever.
Why would you put in a kicker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to escort myself out if I could.
It's not Folk. So it's Foles.
Andrew just got himself a drop. Or yep. Foles.
And this is obviously just to maybe get Wentz going here. I mean, Hurts doesn't have, I don't think, a future anytime soon because Wentz is making so much money. And, oh, by the way, you're going to start Hurts against one of the best defenses in football?
Well, you know, Hurts tries harder.
That's true. They also hired
OJ.
You
don't get that?
I don't get. Oh, Hurts rental car?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Also, Carson Wentz counts $54 million next year against the Cavs.
That's right. So
$54 million.
Well, he's not the player he once was.
Wow.
So now they got to decide whether a couple of years ago was a fluke. But let me ask you this. We don't think that he's the answer. But he was drafted in the second round.
Michael, did you just get a text from Rick DiPietro?
Yes. It's one I can't read. It's
you know, read how pathetic is it, though, Don, that the second I hear him laughing like that to himself, I just know his boy toy sent him a message. You
Why
just love
you
him. You know what? Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
I think it's this shift to line. 5-8 is going to hurt him participating. When's he going to sleep?
No, he'll be up at this time.
I don't know.
But he stays up. Wait. See, that's the beauty of Rick.
Yeah, he already lives beauties. Those hours.
He stays up till midnight, wakes up at 3. The guy doesn't need sleep. He's a perfectly oiled machine.
Everyone needs sleep.
All the great people, all the great advanced people in our society don't sleep a lot. They get 3 or 4 hours of sleep. That's
that. Rick. What you just said was the most profoundly stupid thing you've ever said on the show. No one listening to our show should take that seriously. Sleep is so important.
Yeah.
People do not think properly when they don't sleep. Sleep is so important for our physical health, for our mental health. I don't know who you're referring to. Everyone I know who doesn't sleep is a bona fide psychopath.
There are very advanced species of our society that say they sleep 3 to 4 hours a day.
I want to know who.
Okay, I'll go to the
group. Besides Rick, and I'm not saying Rick. Rick's young and in great shape, but even at some point, Rick is going to need a nap.
But you're going to have to revisit his condition 5 years of doing this shift.
Exactly.
It may change.
Different when you're waking up for fun. Versus when this is just you have to be up and performing.
All right, we're burying the lead here. Michael, you forwarded it to me? Did you just forward it to me?
No, I didn't.
Because I got a text. Forward me what he said. I want to know. If it was that funny, I need to know.
Because he couldn't contain himself, Don. So, Don, even if it's inappropriate for the air, you can
Oh, he sent it to me.
Oh, he did? Right,
what do you
have? That was nice of him.
Do you think?
Save DiPietro!
Well, no.
I told you.
Oh, my God. Well, if this isn't an endorsement for the new DCR at 5 a.m. starting on January 4th, you can't miss jokes like this. Rick, can you send it to me? I don't care if it's about me. I want to see if it's that funny. Michael almost died. Don is losing his mind. Rick has my number. I want the joke. I assume I'm the butt of the joke.
Not really.
Not even really.
Here we go. Researchers claim that people need around 8 hours of sleep to function properly. But that's not true for everybody. A small group, 1-3% of the population, are among the sleepless elite who are able to get by happily on just a few hours of sleep. Here are some of them. Marissa Meyer. The CEO of Yahoo.
Great. Sounds like a Yahoo.
Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter.
Oh, so basically a couple of yo-yos who do nothing but sit at their computer all day.
Donald Trump, the president of the United States.
No comment. Next.
Kelly Ripa.
Okay, I mean
Jay Leno, okay. Benny Agbayani.
He's not on
Indra
the list.
Indra Nuhi, who was the chairman and CEO of Pepsi.
Jesus.
Sergio Marchionne, the Fiat CEO.
They I'm not the Fiat CEO. Yeah. What year is this? I'm not impressed by this list.
Tom Ford sleeps okay. 3 hours a night.
All right, and he makes a pair of khakis. How hard is it?
I'm telling you, Martha Stewart.
Who's Martha Stewart?
Hours a night.
Now, by the way,
Condoleezza Rice 3 hours a night. Barack Obama.
How many?
He gets about 5 hours.
And by the way, Barack's looking much older these days. Let's be honest.
It's called aging. Bill Clinton never slept.
But he looks like a dead man. God bless him.
He's getting older.
But he looks old.
Thomas Edison got 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. Benjamin Franklin, 4 hours of sleep a night. Margaret Thatcher, 4 hours of sleep a night. And Anthony Greek tells me, this will change your tune, buddy boy. Vince McMahon sleeps 4 hours a night, according to Bloomberg.
Vince is a true one. Yeah. That is definitely true. Vince, everyone could use more sleep. Okay? And by the way, how should I feel that Rick would not send me the joke?
I'll send it to you right now.
All right, send it to me right now.
Okay.
Time for sleepy time, Bobos.
And we're going to end DNN with me getting Rick DiPietro's joke, and I will honestly report to the people on whether this is worth the laughs that it just got. In the meantime, we know the Bills beat the Niners. Don picks up the win. He's now tied atop the standings with Michael, who had San Francisco in the game.
I do well.
Maybe going back to the well too many times on San Fran there, Michael.
And, all right, there you go. You should have it now.
All right. No, really? I'm surprised. I guess I don't understand the context. Is there a previous joke that makes this make more sense to me?
I said that the champagne could stay 4 to 5 years at room temperature.
Oh, so you're saying, so it's going in conjunction with the champagne. Okay.
She listens to the whole show.
I got to tell you, that's a pretty
good
joke.
Can't miss a minute.
No, that's a solid joke. If it was worded slightly differently, it would have been usable, too.
The word hooker shouldn't be used on.
Okay, you know what? Let's wrap it up. That'll do it for ENN on this a Tuesday evening. Michael apparently has decided he's comfortable with the show coming to an end today on December.
Oh boy, December 8th. Anyway, when we come back, we'll take some phone calls. Maybe Rick DiPietro will make us laugh even more. 7 o'clock. It's time for Carlin. So stick around. Remember, you can get us on the smart speakers by playing. Just say play the Michael K Show on ESPN New York. Or if you go to the app and you're an MIT grad, you could figure out how to listen to us. And you could watch us on Yes and listen on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.